First tonight, Indonesia is furious, our top diplomat in Jakarta has been carpeted, and the reality of spying on friends as well as foes has been laid bare. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa says questions of trust have been raised by reports that Australia's embassy in Jakarta has been used to collect intelligence on Indonesia. Today, Australia's ambassador to Indonesia, Greg Moriarty, was called to the Foreign Ministry in Jakarta to explain. Indonesia correspondent George Roberts joins me on the line from Jakarta. George, how did the meeting go?
Well, the quick answer is that it went very quickly. The ambassador, Greg Moriarty, was in the building for just about 20 minutes before leaving. One official described it as unusually short for a diplomatic meeting. After it, he walked out. Mr. Mori emerged and said to journalists that in his view, the meeting had gone well, but that he had to go and report back to his government. He looked quite keen to leave. Spoke to an Indonesian journalist in Indonesian, presumably reiterating the same message, and then left in his car very quickly without telling us whether he had to come clean and give an explanation or a clarification as was demanded by the foreign ministry. So we don't know what was said from his point of view.
All right, so we're none the wiser of what the ambassador said. What are the Indonesians saying?
Well, a foreign ministry source said that it's most likely, it was just reiterated, what was released last night was that Indonesia sees that the reported surveillance is unacceptable and considered a security breach. They said that, as I said, it's unusual for a diplomatic meeting to be so short, so it presumably didn't take long for Indonesia's message to get through, and because Greg Moriarty said that he needed to return and report back to the government, he obviously had some kind of message that he needed to deliver back to the government and also tell them how the meeting went. The source also said that the US intelligence whistleblower Edward Snowden has released what they described as a snowball linking this allegation of surveillance being run out of the Jakarta Bureau, Australia's Jakarta embassy, to the reports from the US about US intelligence operations. But as far as the detail goes, we don't really know exactly what was said in the meeting.
All right. Indonesia correspondent George Roberts in Jakarta. Thank you.